Turn our attention to the NFL. A couple of notes, a couple of things. And look, the Lions preseason game, thank God the preseason's over. Now you just have practice and camp and the countdown. These games are morbid. But two things jump out after the last game, and I want to know which of them you're more concerned about. Because I think I know what my answer is. A, I don't get it with Hendon Hooker. I mean, I watch. Wow, did you see him scramble for 6 yards? Yeah. Vanilla schemes. You're playing dudes that are going to be working at Ben, you know, Sherman Williams next week. I'm sorry. But the other one is Jake Bates. Missed an extra point last week. Missed a chip shot field goal this week. And before you say, well, they're not going to use their kicker, I agree with you, there will be a time you're forced to. There will be a time where the analytics can't save you, and with 18 seconds left on 4th and 4 from the 39-yard line, I got to take a 55-yarder, 56-yarder. Look, for the backup QB people, I'll leave it to you. But, Rico, I'm being serious. This is a team that wants to make a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Of these two things that have been these weird preseason rallying cries, are we sure we want to go with a kicker that has no NFL pedigree? I know, Brett Aubrey last year for the Cowboys, same situation. He turned out to be stupendous. You could go and get another kicker. I mean, Riley Patterson got cut loose the other day. Mm-hmm. Are we sure about Jake Bates? That's where I'm at.
We're not sure. We're not sure about Jake Bates, but Mike, I don't think the team prioritizes a kicker. So therefore, if you don't care about it, why should I care about
it? Because we do a radio show.
I get that. I'm saying they're going to just ride with Bates until he does something stupid, because you know what you also have? Well, he kicked a 60-yarder inside of Ford Field in a UFL game. So he's become a fan favorite. And until he goes out there and loses a game for you, I think it's his job. The bar is low. So, yeah, that's not what you want the criteria to be. Like, son, it's yours until you screw this thing up. But I think the second he has a game where he misses two field goals or he misses two extra points and it costs the Lions a win, he'll get cut, and then they'll go out and shop for another kicker.
So but my right question now, would be, why not put him on the practice squad? There has to be someone who's kicked some big in some big moments that's had more of a litmus test. Look, there's no denying Jake Bates' talent. It's there. Like he's built in a lab as a kicker, but he has no experience. Why do you think so many of these highly drafted kickers, look at Jake Moody. Jake Moody didn't have some perfect year.
Oh, he had a horrible year.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm saying, like, it isn't an exact science, and maybe 3 months from now, it's the last thing we ever talk about. But of these two, between Hendon Hooker concern and Jake Bates, it's all about Bates. Because if Goff gets hurt, your season's over.
If Goff gets hurt, you're going to go out and you're going to make a trade and you're going to do whatever you can to bring in another quarterback. It will not be Hendon Hooker. Trust me on this. Well, what if he goes again with the regular offensive line? He still will have slow play development and he's going to hold on to the ball. He's going to look at that one receiver and then try and take off and run. Well, look how he ran against the Steelers. They played a vanilla defense, and those were the twos and threes out there and a bunch of guys out there from Walmart and Home Depot. Like, they're not going to be on the team. If I was in the D.C., I'm going to just throw blitz packages at him and say, I dare you to beat me. And if he gets off a big play, fine. I'll live with that. The kicking situation
terrifies me.
It terrifies, but I don't think with the kicking situation, Mike, because there are so many kickers out there, until you screw up, then we'll be forced. We won't lose the season because we may lose a game because of him, but you won't lose a season. If Goff goes down, then yeah, chances are you're going to be picking in the top five next year.
See, that could be the difference, though, Rico, between the one seed and the two seed.
It absolutely can.
And that's going to be a downfall for them. Between the two, of course, the kicker is most important. But I'll say this about Hendon Hooker, because there's a lot of Hendon Hooker lovers out there. But he was just one read, staring at that one read, and that's all he did.
Oh, you mean in college?
That's all he did Saturday.
Oh. Yeah, weird how
that's
that
what
works.
He did Saturday.
Right, he's staring at the guy for 4 seconds. Hurry up, get open, get open, get open. Like, Hendon, okay, the play's over.
Like, I don't want to hear from people saying, well, he's not playing with the ones. He's not playing with the best offensive line. That has nothing to do with playing with the best offensive line.
It was his decision-making, David. I absolutely agree with you. I got into an argument all day on Saturday over there. Like, no, if you give him the receivers and everything, he'll do better. Like, no, he won't. Because if he stares down Amon-Ra, Laporte is probably standing there wide open, but he never got to him. And the defense is there in less than 3 seconds. So, but the kicker, yeah, you're right. It could be the difference between home playoff games or having to go and play, you know, wild card weekend in Green Bay. But I know you said they don't prioritize kickers, Mike, but I just think that, yeah, they would probably just go for it anyway and just hope that, can you kick extra points? That's all we really are bringing you on this team for. Kicking some extra points, and maybe, just maybe, if there's 3 seconds left in the game, we'll put you out there for the game-winning field goal. But if there's, you know, 28 seconds left, you know what, let's just try to drive down the field and score a touchdown.
That's not how it works. Okay.
No, I know it's not. I know it's not how it works, Mike. It's just, that's, the Lions have turned field goals into the four-letter word.
That's fine, but sometimes you like to use the four-letter word, like I'd like to use it right now. The point I'm making is you're trying to win an effing Super Bowl.
I understand.
You don't get to dictate terms every week. You're not the 72 Dolphins.
Hey.
Not you. I'm saying
Say it with your chest.
I just get so flustered because I can go along with the analytics, but you know what I... How many times have the Niners needed a big kick in this glorious run? Dozens.
Yeah.
You don't get to choose all the time.
Right. Where, you know what? It's in the Super Bowl. He set a record, and then the Kansas City kicker set another record. Like, yes, you take the 3 points. I understand that.
Like, why not sign Riley Patterson, who under 50 is money? He's not going to hit a 60-yarder, but under 50, you can go analytics bananas. And if I set up Patterson for a kick, he's going to make it. Do I know that about Jake Bates?
No, you don't. But I think for Bates, the novelty is if we need to kick that long field goal, they're more apt to kick a 58-yard field goal, Mike, than I think a 48-yard field goal. So therefore, Bates is now advantageous to keep him around.
People, tell me where you're at with it. 248-539-9797. This is the one day this week, and it'll be the one day probably before the season that we even talk Lions from here on out because it's done. But Hendon Hooker, I wasn't impressed. I didn't like anything I saw. I don't really evaluate preseason ball, but Rico's right. Hendon Hooker reading a defense looked like Dexter Manley reading a book. And as far as the kicker goes, look, it's 2 weeks in a row. Bates has missed a kick.
Mm-hmm.
It's problematic. And it's a guy that's a fun story, but like, are we sure chips down this is the dude we're going to have kicking you into a Super Bowl? Or to David's point, keeping you, like, you know what it takes to be a one seed.
Mm-hmm.
It's damn near perfection. So I'd like to hear from the people. I mean, Kenny, do you have a take on this, or were you too drunk by the time to see?
No. Yes, I do have a take. I'm on Team Rico on this one. I'm more concerned about Jake Bates, primarily because if you see a backup quarterback in a Lions game, your season is likely over, and there is going to be an opportunity for Jake Bates to potentially hit a few big, you know, game-winning type kicks. And if you don't have that locked down, I mean, I get it, he's Dan Gamble, and he's going to go for it a lot more than most coaches, but you need a reliable kicker, and I just can't tell you that Jake Bates is that right now. I have no problem with your Patterson idea.
Because here's the thing. What do you prioritize more? Because if you're the Lions, I think it's extra points. But with Bates, I don't know if he's going to hit that extra point, which could come back to bite you.
You know, if we're doing analytics, why don't we just go for two every time? Isn't that the analytics move?
I'm shocked that they don't, to be honest with you.
See, but I keep leaning in the direction here, and I know Brad Holmes can do no wrong in this town, but being the smartest man in the room and the arrogance of Brad Holmes seems to be the downfall in my mind. When over the weekend after the game, the James Houston conversation comes up, oh, he may not make the roster. Okay, well, then why didn't you get someone? And the same thing with the kicker. You're just arrogant enough to think, I got the guy. He played for the UFL team here. I got him. Instead of trying out other kickers.
David, you knew when he kicked that, what was it, 63-yard field goal or something? Like, you knew, at that point, he's going to be a Lion. It was destiny. He did it in Ford Field. We're going to bring him into camp, and then everybody got injured, and he had no competition. It worked out for him. It's going to work until he blows a lead, and then that, Mike, that's when you're going to say, and David, that could have been the game. Because trust me, a game in week three can be the difference between you having a one seed and you in Green Bay.
I totally agree. Or Frisco. Yeah. Or wherever. No, I agree with you 100%. It's so strange to me. Look, the pass rush thing, David, look, I've let go of it because they did bring in help up front. Let's be fair. They want versatility. They move Pascal around. You have Marcus Davenport. Am I surprised the James Houston stuff is this bad? Yeah. Does it make you wonder even more, okay, should they have, could they have? I can let it go because I do think they're going to generate pressure by blitzing. It's part of who they are. But the kicking thing is something that just feels so easy. The Hendon Hooker thing doesn't bother me because if I have to see him, I'll already know that that's a loss. The kicker thing, I'm with Rico, and I wonder where you guys are at. We are about to embark on the most important season in Lions history. Full stop. You have a Super Bowl caliber team, and we're trusting a guy who's the equivalent of Wild Thing from the California Penal League in Major League. Jake Bates is nobody from nowhere versus guys that have kicked in this league for money and have at least lined up for big moments.
I wonder if a lot of this is what David said, though. If you change your kicker now, you have to admit, okay, we really didn't know what we were doing all
this season. No, I disagree with that. You get kickers all the time. Teams try guys out, right, move but guys it's like, around.
Well, why'd you cut him? He didn't really do much to get cut. It's like,
sure he did. Missed an extra point, missed the chip shot field goal in the lead up to a very important season. Plus, who you are matters. When Moody got off to a bad start, you didn't cut him. Why? Use the high pick on him. Pedigree. Amazing career at Michigan. Huge kicks. You stuck with him. McPherson with the Bengals. Rookie year. Had a rough go. Now he's arguably the second best kicker in the AFC. Pedigree, though. This guy you found next to a copy of Lethal Weapon 3 in a DVD bin. He might be the aces, but I'd like an insurance policy.
I know, can't carry two kickers because the seven-string gunner wouldn't make the team.
But that's what the practice squad is for.
I'm with you, David.
No, but here's the thing. On the practice squad, you can't bring them up during the game. So you're not going to keep two kickers on your active roster.
Why
on
not?
Sunday.
Let's be different.
Wow.
I'm kidding. All right.